From the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX, this is Reveal. I'm Michael Montgomery, in for Al Letson. It's 3:30 in the morning in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, a small city on the western shore of Lake Michigan. Manuel Estrada is driving to work at a local dairy farm. The streets are almost empty, just a few other dairy workers and a police patrol. Manuel is wary of the cops. That's because he came here illegally from Mexico as a teen.
Fue difícil porque me tuve que separar de mi familia.
He says it was the first time he was ever away from his family. He's avoided trouble with the police and built a life here. He married a local woman and started his own family. He takes home $11.50 an hour.
Encontrado mejores trabajos que donde vivía.
Manuel says the work here is better than in other places. But now he and his friends worry that all of this is about to change. He says everyone he works with is undocumented, and a lot of people are afraid. The farm sits on rolling green hills, just a few miles from the lake. In a large barn, Manuel coaxes a line of cows into milking stalls and connects black hoses to their udders. Then a powerful compressor pumps the milk into a huge cooler. This morning, Manuel and another worker will milk 400 cows. The work is exhausting, especially now. Manuel says he's been working nonstop for a month, sometimes 16 hours at a time, because the farm has been down a man. Other farms are short on workers, too. That worries Abby Driscoll. Her family has owned this farm for 150 years.
Usually within a day, I would have someone here on the farm that was ready and willing to work starting pretty much that day. Then it got to be a couple days and then a couple weeks. And now this last time, it was a month and a half before we found someone.
Over the years, the Driscolls and other dairy owners came to rely on workers like Manuel.
We have put out ads for, legal citizens, and we don't have anyone else that comes here to do the job that they do.
Jobs like early morning milkings. Keep in mind, dairy is one of Wisconsin's biggest industries. At the same time, this is the state that pushed Donald Trump to victory last November, bringing his immigration agenda into the White House.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here today.
Just this past week, President Trump endorsed a new bill that he says would cut legal immigration by half.
This legislation demonstrates our compassion for struggling American families who deserve an immigration system that puts their needs first and that puts America first.
The bill targets unskilled immigrants and favors those who speak English and have an education. But even short of new laws, President Trump is having an impact. Some workers here illegally have fled the state or the country. Others simply stopped looking for work. That's left farmers like Abby in the lurch.
I can only imagine in the next few years, it's just going to continue to get worse.
She knows Manuel is in the country illegally. So do the local police. They've pulled him over before, and they know he doesn't have a driver's license. They've left him alone for now. But if President Trump and other Republicans succeed in cracking down on illegal immigration, things could get a lot riskier for folks like Manuel and for the people and places offering them sanctuary. Reveal's Andrew Becker picks up Manuel Estrada's story during a protest at the Wisconsin State Capitol.
Mi nombre es Manuel Estrada, tengo 13 años en este país y los 13 años he trabajado en un rancho lechero, que es un trabajo sucio y duro.
Manuel Estrada is talking before a crowd of about 200 people on the rain-slickened steps of the tree-lined state house. Manuel is surrounded by a few dozen people carrying banners and signs. He's wearing a white t-shirt that plays off a popular marketing meme. It reads, "Got milk? Not without immigrants." He's here with his wife, Jenny, who's translating for him.
My name is Manuel Estrada, and I have 13 years here in this country. And of those 13 years working on a farm, the work is dirty, it's long, but it's necessary. Necessary for me to take care of my family, and necessary for the state. They call us the dairy state. Gracias al... Oh, They call us the daring state, but it's thanks to the strength of the immigrants.
The Estradas rode a bus for 2.5 hours from Manitowoc to Madison with a group of other activists. They've come to fight a bill that would prevent local officials from offering sanctuary to immigrants here illegally. They're worried that the law would drive dairy workers like Manuel out of the country. Manuel is 30, has a slight build, and wears his hair closely cropped on the sides, longer on top, with a wispy goatee. Jenny's 37, and you can hear her native Wisconsin accent come through when she talks. They've been married for a little more than a year and have a 3-year-old son. They're also raising 4 children from Jenny's previous marriage. That ended after authorities deported her then-husband to Mexico. At the rally, Jenny comes across as the more outgoing of the two. Manuel wastes few words, but his message is forceful. Manitowoc is one of the top dairy-producing counties in the country. Manuel mentions recent studies that found 90% of the dairy workers in the county are undocumented. He urges the crowd to stand strong and fight President Trump's immigration policies and anti-sanctuary laws. Si se puede. Yes, we can. Inside the Capitol building, state lawmaker Bob Gannon seems unmoved by the protest.
I have nothing against immigrants. I just want them to be legal immigrants.
Gannon co-sponsored the bill that Manuel and his group are fighting. It would outlaw sanctuary policies throughout the state. The fight is over something called detainer requests. That's when Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, asks local jailers to detain immigrants already behind bars on other charges, past their scheduled release date. That gives federal agents time to decide whether they want to deport the person. Gannon says locals need to work with feds on this.
We're having some municipalities that are, in effect, condoning criminal behavior and not enforcing the laws as written. You do not have the lawful right to just arbitrate locally that you're going to ignore certain laws.
But many counties and cities disagree and have pushed back against the federal government's attempts to make them honor detainer requests. And several federal courts have ruled in their favor. Just last month, the Massachusetts Supreme Court ruled that police in that state can't hold people only on ICE detainers. But Gannon isn't alone in trying to do away with sanctuary policies. Here's Attorney General Jeff Sessions.
I strongly urge our nation's states and cities and counties to consider carefully the harm they are doing to their citizens by refusing to enforce our immigration laws and to rethink these policies. Such policies make their cities and states less safe.
When Sessions made this speech in March, the White House was already threatening to cut federal funding to places that won't work with ICE. After San Francisco sued, a federal judge blocked the Trump administration. And then in April, the Justice Department escalated the threats and demanded that 9 places, including Milwaukee County, provide proof that they're cooperating with ICE agents. Gannon says the entire country needs to work together.
I am in agreement with President Trump that if you break the law in the United States, you should expect to get a one-way ticket out of here.
And Gannon says if an immigration crackdown disrupts the rural economy and dairy industry, so be it.
If it takes illegal immigrants to make their business model operate, I think their model is broken.
At the rally that day, some of the people protesting work for dairy farmers who voted for Trump. Jenny says her husband raised concerns right after the election.
He did, actually, the day after Trump won. He came home and he said that his boss said to him right away, "Ha-ha, Trump won. Yeah, Trump won." She was really excited in the farm. And he says, "We'll see if you say that a couple months down the road when you're milking all these cows by yourself."
That's right. Manuel's boss, Abby, voted for Donald Trump. In Madison, as a sprinkle turns to rain, the protesters push into the Capitol building to press their point with lawmakers. They're satisfied that they've been heard, though maybe not listened to. Manuel and Jenny join the others as they board a school bus back toward Manitowoc. For a window into how Wisconsin became so divided, let's go to an event held last February near Washington, D.C. It's the Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC. It's an annual gathering that brings together top conservative voices and marquee names of the right wing.
Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark is... He is a rock star.
Sheriff David Clark is a cowboy hat-wearing, tough-talking staple of Fox News. He got a hero's welcome from hundreds of conservatives who had shown up to hear people like Kellyanne Conway, Betsy DeVos, Mike Pence.
And besides our president, I have to say, I think he's the most authentic and influential voice in our culture and in our politics.
And he hates sanctuary cities. Clark has led a chorus of praise for anti-sanctuary bills, like the ones in Wisconsin, Texas, and in Congress.
Sanctuary cities provide cover for criminal illegal aliens to continue to prey on not only law-abiding people, but also illegal immigrants in this country. If you are a criminal,
Clark is a polarizing figure and a bit of a paradox. He rails against liberals, but he's a registered Democrat. He's an African-American who slams the Black Lives Matter movement. He cheers for the Dallas Cowboys. His uncle once played for the team, but he lives in Packerland, where rooting for Green Bay is a kind of religion. Clark wants the federal government to cut funding from sanctuary cities and counties, including Milwaukee.
Well, I don't know how any law enforcement official or public official, a mayor or governor, can sit back with a straight face and say our communities are stronger because of illegal immigration.
Sheriff Clark is at odds with his own county board of supervisors. 5 years ago, the board passed a measure limiting how county officials respond to detainer requests from ICE agents. They wanted to shield people involved in minor violations, like traffic stops, from possible deportation. Instead, Clark says he'll keep anyone locked up for ICE. It's something he brags about on national TV.
So when ICE has given me a detainer for the last 8 years under Obama, I have honored that detainer.
This is how a local feud became a national story. It turns out that all of the places being targeted by the Justice Department, including Milwaukee, do hold immigrants for ICE, if they've committed serious crimes. But that kind of policy isn't good enough for the feds. They say locals should hold everyone ICE wants. Milwaukee County Attorney Margaret Dawn says they're stumped by the attention they're getting, since their sheriff is defying their orders and doing whatever ICE wants.
In my near 15 years of practice, I would say this is definitely in the top three of unusualness. Again, both in the stakes at issue, the lack of guidance, and sort of the changeability of the legal landscape on a near daily basis.
And there's another thing. One of the reasons the county supervisors passed the measure was financial. Peggy Romo West is the first Latina to be elected to the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. She says holding immigrants for ICE is expensive.
In 2012, when we passed that specific ICE detainer resolution, it actually had cost the county $70,000 to detain people for immigration because they weren't paying us per day what it was that we were spending. And so why should the citizens of Milwaukee County eat that cost?
Over the years, the dollar figure has grown. County officials say it now costs the sheriff's office nearly $1 million to hold roughly 3,000 inmates a year for ICE, with no reimbursement. Sheriff Clark declined multiple interview requests. In an email, his spokeswoman wrote that if we want to talk about how issues like immigration divide this country, we should speak with former President Barack Obama. Instead, we turn to someone who's known Clark for years.
Joining me now on stage, he needs no introduction, Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark Jr.
Conservative talk radio host Charlie Sykes helped Clark boost his national profile by making him a regular guest on his statewide show.
I got to ask you about this because you actually have brought a stun gun here. This was not intended for me, I am assuming.
You never know.
Okay, go ahead.
You never know.
Charlie's show aired for nearly 25 years before he stepped down in December. He says that illegal immigration was never a big issue for him, and it wasn't for the sheriff either, until Clark's profile started to rise and he arrived on the national stage as that political rock star. Now, Charlie regrets giving Clark a platform.
No, I'm willing to accept the responsibility. I've referred to him as my Frankenstein monster. I can't claim that I was not warned that here's a guy whose rhetoric did not match up with his performance. But Sheriff David Clark, there are some significant regrets there.
Wisconsin helped Trump win the presidency, but people here didn't necessarily vote for him because of his immigration policies, particularly in Dairyland. That's something that didn't dawn on Charlie until another talk radio host told him about a recent show.
He said, I had this remarkable show the other day where somebody said, if we didn't have illegal immigrants, we couldn't run our dairy farms. And he said, I didn't believe him. So I opened up my phones and I got an hour and a half of callers calling in saying, that's absolutely true. This is not an economy that is being damaged by illegal immigrants. We're really being kept afloat by it.
So what do these changes in immigration policy mean for dairy farmers who voted for Trump? Recently, we visited Abby Driscoll's farm, where Manuel Estrada works. We found Abby shoveling hay for the cows. They moo at her, hungry to be fed. Walking out in the barn, she talks proudly about her girls, the cows.
Actually, that one right there, that's Candy. She's going to be going to the county fair. She's pretty spoiled.
Abby doesn't blame Manuel for living illegally in the country. She says she'll do whatever she can to help and protect him. He's trying to get legal status through his wife. But with her other employees, Abby takes kind of a don't ask, don't tell approach when it comes to their immigration status.
We definitely realize that, we are maybe turning a blind eye to it, that some of these workers are in this country illegally.
Under the law, Abby must get proof from her employees that they are authorized to work in the country. As long as she can show some documentation, she takes them at their word. Still, I asked Abby why she voted for Trump.
I was expecting some things to happen when I voted for Trump as far as all of his immigration policies, but I guess I wasn't expecting it to go as far as it did already.
Neither did other farmers who also depend on immigrant labor. Abby still thinks immigration reform is needed, but not the kind Donald Trump and Sheriff Clark are talking about.
I think that they should make the process easier for them to become legal for people like Manuel, who want to do the right thing and they want to be here and they want to be a citizen just like everyone else.
At their home in Manitowoc, the Estradas say they're fighting back against Trump and the proposed laws because they're afraid of their family being separated.
To me, it's scary. Separation of family is the one thing that I fight the hardest for. Watching people's family get separated is just, it's heartbreaking. I am fearful. I think I'm more fearful than him.
That story from Reveal's Andrew Becker. Others are fearful too, so afraid that they're leaving the country.
They better do something though. They better do something. You see it right here. They're packing up.
Does that mean that Donald Trump's immigration policies are working? More on that when we come back. This is Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX.